Welcome to VitaVis Guided Meditation Series. For more information, visit our website, vitavisweb.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Faith Christensen, and I will be guiding you through a meditation today called Me, Not Me. A guided exercise
that focuses on identifying patterns in the body and areas where you have taken on other people's energy. This exercise helps to identify where these feelings, thoughts, and actions are stored, and so that you can begin to clear out all that is not yours. It is best to do the grounding exercise that I have described in prior recordings before doing the Me, Not Me exercise, so that you feel like you are in your body and ready to explore what you are holding. Sit in a quiet space, making sure that you are grounded. Begin by taking in a deep breath and either saying your name out loud or just inside your head, whatever you feel comfortable with. I would recommend when you do this exercise by yourself to say your name out loud, because we will be talking about resonance and asking if there's an area that resonates with your body or if there's an area that doesn't resonate with your body. When you say your name out loud, you can feel the sound waves of your name in your body, and that is what I mean by resonance. When you are with other people and you feel uncomfortable, you can simply say your name in your head, and you will feel the resonance as well. It just won't be quite as strong as saying it out loud. We're going to start by doing a body scan of the whole body and then going back to certain areas where you might find more areas of non-resonance, meaning that when you say your name and you focus your attention on that part of your body, that you don't feel that it is connected. We will start at the very top of the head, right above the eyes, in the forehead area. And I want you to say your name and feel if it resonates or not. If it resonates, continue on with the body scan. If it doesn't resonate, you can ask that energy to leave your body. If you are curious whose energy it is, you can say other people's names and see which name resonates with that energy. Ultimately, you are wanting to clear your body of all the energy that is not yours, so that you can feel how it feels in your body to be completely you. Once you've spent a few breaths in the area of the forehead, move down to the area behind the eyes, feeling through the whole part of the head all the way to the back of your head, saying your name, feeling for resonance or non-resonance, and if that area is non-resonant, asking that energy to leave. We will continue down into the front of the face and the sinuses and the nose, saying our name, feeling for resonance, clearing out all the energy that is not ours, and continuing down. We'll now focus our awareness on the area of the mouth, the tongue, the teeth, the jaw, and the upper part of the neck. These are all areas that generally will hold a lot of other people's energy. So spend some time in each of these areas, the mouth, the TMJ or jaw area, the back of the neck. Once you've asked for energy to clear, go back and say your name and see if it resonates or not. If it resonates, then you know that that area is clear and you can move on. If it doesn't resonate, then ask again for a clearing of that energy. We will now continue into the neck, starting at the front of the neck and working our way through the neck into the back of the neck. saying our name, feeling for resonance, clearing out what is not ours, and saying our name again to feel if it resonates or not. Now we will move down to the upper shoulders, the clavicle area in the front, the scapula area in the back, saying our name, feeling for resonance, clearing out what is not ours, saying our name again to check for resonance, and moving on. If there are any areas where you don't find resonance as you're following this guided meditation, once you have completed this guided meditation, go back to those areas and spend more time asking to clear out those areas. Sometimes it is important to understand whose energy it is, especially if it's someone that you live with or that you're close to, so that you can begin to think of ways to keep your energy separate from theirs and to understand a little more about why you are taking on their energy. For the purpose of this guided meditation, we will continue flowing down the body, knowing that you might not have resonance in those areas before we move on. We will now go down the left side of the body, starting at the left shoulder, down the bicep area and triceps of the upper arm, into the elbow, the forearm, the wrist, and the hand. All the time saying our name, checking for resonance, and clearing out all that is not ours. Joints can especially hold lots of compressed energy, so spend some time at each joint, the shoulder joint, the elbow joint, the wrist joint, and all the little joints of the hands and fingers. Now we will proceed down the right arm. Again, checking the shoulder, the forearm, the elbow, the wrist, the hands, fingers, saying our name, seeing if there is resonance, asking for areas to release that are not our own energy. And with the arms, it's nice to say your name and see if there's resonance in the whole extremity. Since that area is hanging off of our bodies, it is nice to feel what a resonant of a whole limb feels like. So if you feel like you've cleared one arm or the other, say your name and have your awareness focus on the whole arm. And see how that feels to say your name and feel the resonance in that arm. Continuing down the body, we will now focus at the chest and lungs and heart. Going from the front of the chest through the body, the middle of the body being our organs, heart, lungs, esophagus, into the back to the vertebrae and the muscles of the back. Saying our name, checking for resonance, and asking anything that is not ours to leave. Sometimes energy can be pretty stuck, so you may have to demand instead of ask for certain energetic areas that are very stuck to leave. And you can do so because you have energetic autonomy of your body. You get to say what remains in your body and what doesn't. We are now going to continue to the respiratory diaphragm, the muscle that aids us in our breathing, just below the heart and lungs, that goes all the way through to the back. If you take a deep breath in, you will feel that area expanding and contracting Again, say your name, feel for resonance, and ask any areas of non-resonance to leave. Moving down into the abdominal area, we will start first with the stomach and the small intestines, the large intestines. So the abdomen is a very big area. So you can first start by saying your name and feeling for resonance in the whole area of the abdomen, starting by focusing your attention on the front of the abdomen and then moving all the way through to the back muscles of your mid and lower back. Some people like to divide it into four: the upper right, the upper left, the lower left, the lower right. Check for resonance in those areas in that way. Spend some time in the abdomen. It is a place where we hold lots of tension, and it is an easy place to hold other people's emotions, especially if you are intuitive. This is also an area for children that they will more likely tend to hold the emotions of others as well as their own. Once you have spent a few breaths in each of the quadrants, you can move down into the pelvic area, where if you go from front to back, you can check in with the bladder, the uterus for women, the prostate for men, the ovaries for women, the descending colon and ascending colon, the appendix, and all the way to the lower back muscles and the muscles of the buttocks. If you bring your awareness to the sides, you can check for resonance in the hips. We will start with the left hip, saying our name, checking for resonance, and asking all that is not ours to leave. The pelvis can also hold lots of emotions, our own and others. So we will spend a few breaths checking for resonance in that area and asking all that is not ours to leave. Saying our name again and checking for resonance again. Now we will slowly move down the left leg, focusing on the thigh, front and back, the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, the foot, and toes. Saying our name, checking for resonance, letting go of all that is not ours. And just like we did with our arms, once you feel like a leg has cleared, you can focus your awareness on the whole leg, saying your name, checking for resonance. It's a nice way to do an overall scan of your extremities to see if there's an area that you missed that's still drawing your attention or that doesn't feel connected to you or your name. Now work our way down the right leg, starting at the hip, moving down the front of the thigh to the back of the thigh, the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, the foot, and the toes. Again, once you feel like that leg has cleared, have an awareness of the whole leg, saying your name and seeing if it resonates. This is a great time to explore that, as we will now bring our awareness to larger parts of the body as we work our way back up the body, just to check for any other areas that we might have missed or that need more attention, or that held more than this guided meditation gave time for in that area. Pay attention to both of your legs. Again, checking for resonance with the whole left leg, and then checking for resonance with the whole right leg. And then bringing your awareness back to the pelvic area, checking for resonance within the pelvis, the whole pelvic bowl from front to back, and then moving to the abdomen again and checking for resonance of the whole abdomen, and then the chest area, checking for resonance in the front of the chest, the back of the chest. And for women, spend time checking with resonance in both breast tissues. Saying your name, checking for resonance, and clearing out all that is not yours. Then bring your awareness to your left arm. Saying your name and checking for resonance of the whole arm. And then the right arm. Saying your name, checking for resonance, releasing all that is not yours. Saying your name again and reassessing how resonant it is. And now the top of the shoulders and neck, and then all of your head, from your face all the way back to the back of your head. Saying your name, checking for resonance, releasing all that is not yours. The last body scan, bring your awareness to the whole of your body, feeling all of the different areas that we just paid attention to and connected with, and say your name and check for resonance of your whole being. And notice how different you feel. Lighter, less tight. It brings a different awareness to your body, not only because you cleared energy that wasn't yours, but you focused on parts of your body you might not normally focus on. And you gave attention and awareness to those areas. So before we end, I want you to thank your body, all of the different parts of your body, for participation in this experience, and gratitude for all of the many functions that all of the different organs and muscles and bones and joints provide for you. Take a few breaths to feel what it feels like to be cleared of a lot of energy that was not yours. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories even. They can feel like your own. But once you're able to have this feeling of what it feels like to be you, to vibrate you, to be cleared of what was cleared today, then you can understand and start to build the awareness when other people's thoughts, feelings, memories start to come into your space. And you can quickly do this exercise and say that it is not yours and not take it on. My teacher, Linda Cesera, who taught me this exercise, recommended that people do this one time a day at least. And if you're learning about boundaries or have unique giftings that allow you to pick up more information from other people, then doing this when you wake up and before you go to bed is recommended. After a while, you'll begin to feel certain areas that you tend to hold other people's thoughts, feelings, emotions. And then you won't have to do the complete body scan, but just focus on those areas. One clue from this exercise is if there is an area that had so much that was stored there, it was hard to clear in this guided meditation. I encourage you to spend time in this area, in meditation, in spontaneous movement, in yoga, breathing into that area, asking for all that is not yours to leave, and if needed, saying the names of other people to understand whose baggage you're holding in that area. And over time, that you'll be able to clear it and be just you, radiant, peaceful, and grounded. Thank you for spending your time doing this guided meditation. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
For the latest updates and other guided meditations, follow me on Facebook or Instagram at VitaVisWeb. I am Dr. Faith Christensen, and I honor the wisdom in nature through guided meditation, plant essences, oracle cards, books, jewelry, and online classes. Check out VitaVisWeb for more guided meditations, to purchase plant essences, to read about the healing power of nature, or just to connect. The light within me honors the light within you. Be well.